Since the approval of legal marijuana for adults in Washington state, you'd have to say that we're a cannabis-positive state. But although marijuana may be benign compared to meth or alcohol, that is not to say that there are no problems associated with it. Roger Rothman, a professor emeritus at the School of Social Work at the University of Washington, spent a lot of his career taking a look at some of those health issues related to marijuana. Roger Rothman, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Ross.
First of all, most obviously, most marijuana is still smoked. We know that tobacco smoke is bad for the lungs. What about marijuana smoke?
Yeah, so recently a technology called vaporization has become popular. It heats the marijuana product, but at a lower level so that the lungs are not faced with burning products from combustion. The effect on the lungs, particularly the risk of lung cancer, is appearing to be less, less risk of chronic pulmonary disease, less risk of lung cancer, particularly in people who smoke marijuana less. For the heavier user, there are good indications that would point people in the direction of not burning the product, but instead using some other way of ingesting it.
Roger, I've seen an estimate that 4% of the cannabis-using population has a diagnosis of either cannabis abuse or cannabis dependence. Does that number sound right to you? And maybe you could explain more about what these things mean, abuse or dependence on marijuana.
They're actually phrases or terms that are old and have been replaced by a different term, cannabis use disorder. In the language of addiction, making a distinction between abuse and dependence has tried to look at level of severity. Somebody who's experiencing a fairly small number of problems has typically been thought of as abusing cannabis. Somebody who is using it compulsively with a larger number of problems has been considered to be dependent. The new psychiatric terminology, though, has replaced abuse and dependence and addiction with one term, cannabis use disorder. And that percentage is about right, about 4%. Of adults experience cannabis use disorder at some point in their lives.
How hard is it to be weaned from cannabis use disorder?
I think most people do fairly well on their own. They start to get an indication that they're crossing a line. It's interfering with functioning at home, with friends, things that are important to the individual, sometimes in school or at work. And people make adjustments on their own to cut back or to quit. And then there's a part of the population who become dependent on marijuana where it's really quite tough. And fortunately, there are groups like Marijuana Anonymous and some online programs to help people who are wanting to quit or cut back.
Do you think we'll see more cases of cannabis use disorder under a legal system of cannabis sales to adults?
That's an excellent question, and I suspect in the early years of legal cannabis sale, we'll see some increases in use in some parts of our population and some increases in cannabis use disorder. And then I think things will calm down. The novelty will have passed, and people will kind of get on with their lives and be less intrigued by the novelty of cannabis being legally available.
Roger, I've also seen a figure that 1 in 4 patients with schizophrenia have a cannabis use disorder. What are we to make of that? Is that a correlation? Is that a causal relationship? Is that 1 in 4 patients with schizophrenia correct?
You know, it's very interesting, Ross. People with certain psychiatric disorders, schizophrenia is one of them, bipolar disorder is another, tend to gravitate to cannabis because in some ways it helps clear thinking. It helps the individual feel more normal. Unfortunately, with regular use of cannabis, it can do exactly the opposite. It can place them at greater risk of psychiatric harm, greater risk of relapse if they have not had a psychotic disorder. So the individual with a psychiatric history, particularly one of schizophrenia, needs to be wary, even though it might be very inviting, needs to be wary of regular cannabis use.
The law allows cannabis purchase and use by adults 21 and over. Is that age significant? Are there concerns about marijuana's effect on younger people?
we really have not done nearly as good a job as we need to in talking about why it's a risk for younger people. And my hope is that with the new revenues from this legal marijuana market, public education about marijuana will increase, both in its volume and in its accuracy. The answer to your question is yes. Teenagers, particularly before the age of 17, who start smoking marijuana and smoke it regularly, are at substantial risk of impairment to learning, impairment to cognitive function, and it's a kind of an impairment that may not be reversible. So there's really a lot of wisdom. It's not just politics to hold off the decision about using marijuana until one is an adult.
You know, there's also a prohibition against young people getting cigarettes, but I don't know that that's followed very closely at convenience stores. It's pretty easy to obtain. You know a lot about this initiative that we've passed. Do you think it has sufficient safeguards to keep marijuana out of the hands of younger people?
It's not going to be perfect, but one of the provisions in the new law is that marijuana will only be sold in standalone stores. So it will not appear on the shelves of convenience stores or grocery stores or Costco, et cetera. It's only going to be in standalone stores, and there'll be huge incentives for the owners of those stores and their staff to not sell to minors because they'll be risking large fines. It'll be a felony to provide marijuana to young people. They could lose their licenses.
Finally, Roger, we were wondering, does marijuana use affect pregnant women? Are pregnant women advised against smoking or ingesting cannabis?
It's really advisable for women who are pregnant and women who are breastfeeding to avoid cannabis. The research points to lower birth weight babies for women who've smoked cannabis during pregnancy. And there's the possibility, although there are mixed studies on this one, as to slower development of young people, of babies that are born to women who've smoked during pregnancy. So both during pregnancy and during breastfeeding, it's wise to avoid cannabis.
Roger Rothman, thanks for the reality check.
Thank you.
Roger Rothman, Professor Emeritus at the School of Social Work at the University of Washington. A lot of his research was on people who used and misused cannabis.